The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, everybody? Another Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast, and it's on AM 970 The Answer. Another great show for you tonight. A craft beer guest that will be joining me this hour. A cool new app that you might want to take a note and maybe download it at some point when it becomes available. Some news and notes to get to. But first, how can you follow me? Very easy on Twitter, at Al Gattulo. Instagram, at Gattulo. That's GATTULLO. Facebook.com/AGCraftBeerCast. Via email, albertg@nycradio.com. Don't forget iTunes and Google Play. Just do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast, and you can find all the shows on those two platforms. A little Cranberries to kick it off here in Dreams. This from the 1993 album, Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? And the death earlier this week, 46 years young. 46 years old is way too young to die. Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of the Cranberries, apparently she died in England. The rumor was that they were getting ready to record some music, maybe for a new album, but we don't know the cause of her death, but she suddenly died at 46, leaves three kids behind. The youngest is 12 years old. It's just terrible. We played the Cranberries way back in the day. God, it's almost 30 years ago that we started playing the Cranberries on a place that I worked at, Radio Free New York, with my good friends and mentors that got me started in this business, Jimmy Buff and Kurt Chaplin. And the Cranberries is one of those bands. They had a lot of really fun hits, pop hits. They ended up, you know, getting on a number of different radio stations back in the early 90s when the grunge thing and alternative was in. And really, you know, they never made it big, but, you know, in the U.S., but they were a lot of fun to listen to back in the 90s. It's just a shame. 46 years old is way too young to pass away. So Dolores, you know, and her family and the band, we send our condolences to the Cranberries. But let's get into the show and, you know, what we talk about here, beer, but music is involved in it as well. You know, it's for me, this show is not only about beer, but it's about small business. It's about a lifestyle. You know, when you drink alcohol, you're usually listening to music most of the time. Sometimes you're not. Maybe you're watching a movie or whatever. But for the most part, you're listening to music when you're enjoying a great craft beverage. So that's why I try to tie in a lot of the music with the theme of the show. Of course, my preferences are more of the heavy metal and the harder rock type. But I like blues. I like the classics. You know, not a big fan of country music, but there are a lot of other genres that I do like as well. Now, my guest tonight on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer, Nina Miller. She is one half founder and brain. That's what she's listed on their website. It's a new app called Brewery Stalker. Now, the app allows you to find a craft brewery near you, or let's just say you're going on vacation and you want to find a place to go to have a great beer at. Now, I wish I had this app when I was on vacation in San Diego, and I know that there are other apps out there that do the same thing. New York State has a great app that allows you to log into breweries and stuff. This one is kind of similar in that you can earn points to win hats, T-shirts, maybe a cooler, all different types of things. So, very cool app. And a special thanks to Nina's best friend, Kay Beck Finney. She is the CFO and the brawn of the company. Nina the brain, Kay the brawn of the company. And Kay reached out to me about a week or so ago to set up this interview, the interview coming up at the bottom of the hour. And it was a lot of fun to talk with Nina and the reasons why they created the app and their friendship having to do with being military brats. So very cool. 2 weeks in a row, we're kind of focusing a little bit on the military. And I really like that. I you know, salute to the veterans and those that are currently serving now anywhere around the world. My hat's off to you, ladies and gents, because you know what? You do a service that, you know, a lot of us don't get to do. You voluntarily went into the armed forces to serve our country, and that is a great thing, and that's a great American thing, and that is something we should all be proud of. No matter what your political views are, I have tremendous amount of respect for anybody who goes and signs up for one of the armed forces and goes and serves our country. That is a tremendous thing. So kudos to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the armed forces. Let's get into some news and notes here. We've got a lot to get to, so we're going to do two segments on the news and notes. So if I don't get it here in the first break, we will definitely get it in the second break. Now, some big news, a brewery that I had actually visited when I was out in San Diego with my wife, Green Flash Brewing. They are going to streamline their distribution reach, and they're going to focus their sales and marketing efforts on their core U.S. regions with the most efficient access to the company's San Diego and Virginia Beach breweries. The strategy is going to refocus and enhance the company's operations, provide consumers with the freshest beer possible. Concentrating sales and marketing efforts on a more focused geographic footprint will accelerate sales velocity, increase inventory turnover, and result in more than 90% of all shipped Green Flash and Alpine beer arriving the same day that it is shipped. So, beer brewed and packaged in San Diego will ship to Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nebraska, Nevada, Texas, Utah. Beer brewed and packaged in Virginia Beach ships to Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Virginia. These East Coast states have collectively become their fastest growing Green Flash regions, benefiting greatly from the Virginia Beach's brewery's full year of production, in 2017. So the Green Flash Brewery and Eatery in Lincoln, Nebraska is going to open as scheduled in the first quarter of this year. That will serve brewing beer to serve the state of Nebraska. They are obviously going to eliminate some things. 15% of the company's workforce is being transitioned out of the company. No employees working in Green Flash's tasting rooms and no Alpine Beer Company employees were impacted. Mike Hinckley, the owner of the company, said, "We're sorry to lose these valued team members. They are all talented and passionate individuals who have contributed to Green Flash." But, you know, I think this is an interesting thing. Here's a brewery that is in a number of states. They're trying to spread out. But in reality, they're looking at the bottom line. They see in their 2017 portfolio, hey, listen, things aren't doing well in certain areas. And rather than try and re-up, make more beer, get more people into the market, because let's face it, there's almost 6,000 breweries, craft beer breweries in the country. They've kind of retooled their efforts. Let's focus on what works well. Let's eliminate what doesn't work and be a little bit leaner and meaner, but looking at the long-term goal, sticking around for the long run. So I applaud this from Green Flash. They make very good beer, great IPAs, but they've decided, hey, listen, we're not going to just keep expanding. We don't have that kind of money. We're an independent brewer. Let's pull back a little bit. Let's retrench. Let's focus our efforts on the markets that we're doing well in, and then we can move on from there. I really like this. I think this is a great move, and I think this is something that you're going to see from a lot of these mid-level brewers. We've talked about it last year. I think the nano breweries, it's a little different. When you're a microbrewery and a small brewery, it's a little bit different from your what you're looking at in terms of numbers. But when you're a mid-sized brewery and you don't have that big guy to fall back on, the big breweries to fall back on, it's difficult. You're putting money out of your own pockets and you're employing a lot of people. So to me, this is a prudent move. This is a smart move. And I think you're going to start seeing more breweries do this that are not really succeeding in certain areas. You're going to see them pulling back. I hope that that doesn't happen with folks like Revolution Brewing, who just really started to branch out and get their foot in the market. I hope this doesn't happen to Firestone Walker, who's been branching out in a lot of different places. I don't want to see them pull back. Dogfish, I think, is in all 50 states now, so it's a little bit different. But it is interesting to see what will happen as we continue to move forward here in 2018. I'm wondering if that beer bubble is going to burst, or maybe the bubble softens a little bit. The folks at Left Hand Brewing, Hardwired Nitro Coffee Porter, which features Allegro Coffee Company hard coffee in the beer. It's a unique blend of beans selected specifically for this smooth nitro porter. They are teaming up And featuring Hardwired Coffee, Allegro Coffee Company is featuring the coffee at participating Whole Foods Markets locations for their winter Making Coffee Matter promotion. They're going to donate $10,000 to support Team Left Hand. Now, Team Left Hand is a group of Left Hand Brewing Company employee owners and friends dedicated to solving multiple sclerosis. So since 2008, Team Left Hand has had over 2,250 riders and raised over $2.8 million for the National MS Society. That is awesome. So they are raising money for that. So if you pick up some Hardwired Nitro Coffee Porter, which features Allegro Coffee Company in the porter itself, you're going to be helping money that will go towards fighting MS. That is awesome. Great news from Left Hand Brewing. Sloop Brewing, the Hudson Valley Sloop Brewing Company, has announced they'll be expanding and relocating their brewery to the former IBM campus in East Fishkill. Originally founded in Dutchess County, Sloop's new 26,000-square-foot facility is going to allow them a greater increase in production, expand their footprint in the Hudson Valley with multiple tasting room locations, and help revitalize the former East Fishkill plant. Justin Taylor, Sloop's brewmaster and co-founder, says the new brewery will allow us to increase production, still focus on our beer with our new 120-barrel tanks. They can make enough beer to be in bars and stores throughout the Northeast, but we'll still have the 30-barrel tanks to keep making small-batch beer, hone our craft, and try new things like we've always been proud to do. Sloop, one of the first tenants in the Dutchess County iPark project, hopes to repurpose the former IBM plant as a mixed-use food, retail, and hotel hub, projected to add up to 1,000 jobs to the local economy. That is very cool. And folks, when we come back after a short break, we're going to have some more news. We'll get into some news from Forgotten Boardwalk, as well as some other breweries as well. Lots of great things happening on the Algatulo Craft Beer Cast as we move through the first part of the new year. We've got a lot of great beer events coming up, and we'll get into all of that stuff. Just a few more news and notes when we come back after the break. We're just getting started on this program that focuses on that delicious beverage, and it's made with barley and hops. This is the Algatulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Timothy Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy, Trinity Christian School. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. Make plans now to join Salem Radio Network hosts Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and Mike Gallagher on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaii Cruise. Sail around and explore some of the world's most beautiful islands. Then at night, gather together with Hugh, Larry, and Mike for a special time discussing a fresh course for this nation. The 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaii Cruise sets sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, visit am970theanswer.com or call 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
And welcome back to the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Follow me on social media. Very easy. On Twitter, at Al Gattulo. Instagram, at Gattulo. That's GATTULLO. Facebook.com/AGCraftBeerCast. Via email at AlbertG@NYCRadio.com. Don't forget iTunes and Google Play. Just do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast. You can find all the shows on those two platforms. Now, coming up in our next segment, our guest tonight will be Nina Miller. She's the founder and brain of a new app called Brewery Stalker. That'll happen in just about 10 minutes from now. Lots more news and notes to get to, some local stuff, some national stuff as well. Let's dive right into it. On Sunday, January 28th, Forgotten Boardwalk Brewing will be holding their annual charity event to raise awareness about the benefits of organ donation. The Spice of Life, first created by the brewery in 2014 to commemorate the anniversary of Forgotten Boardwalk's own Seth Dollard's living kidney donation to his mother, Sharon. This year marks the 12th anniversary of the successful donation. Portion of the proceeds from the event goes towards the Living Kidney Donors Network, the National Kidney Foundation, as well as the Gift of Life Donor Program. They'll be on site to help people register as an organ donor during the event. There's going to be a lot of spiced up beers, as well as the classic Forgotten Boardwalk's lineup. So you want to get down to the Cherry Hill Brewery down there. It is Sunday, January 28th from noon to 8 at Forgotten Boardwalk Brewing Company. They are at 1940 Olney Avenue, Suite 100 in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And for more information, you can email info@ForgottenBoardwalk.com or on the web at ForgottenBoardwalk.com for more information on that. Great event. Definitely want to get down there to check out about organ donation and, of course, enjoy some great craft beer. Breakside Brewery is expanding their California distribution. They are partnering with Delta Pacific Beverage to expand in the South Bay, East Bay, and Central Valley. They're going to have some events planned for early February during San Francisco Beer Week in cities around the region. Scott Lawrence of Breakside Brewery says, expanding down the I-5 corridor are natural for us, and in Delta Pacific, we have a distribution partner that fits our values and vision. They came highly recommended, and after a couple of meetings, we knew we would be successful together, not to mention being able to sit down and enjoy a beer together at the end of the day. That's a quote from Scott Lawrence. The new distribution encompasses 14 counties ranging from Santa Clara all the way to Fresno and Tulare. This grows the brewery's California presence beyond its 2016 launch farther north into the state. They'll have their Breakside IPA, Wanderlust IPA, Breakside Pilsner as well. And beginning in late March, six packs of Stay West IPA and Pilsner will also be available from Breakside Brewery. Trying to get some of their beer here east to kind of check them out, give them a review on the Craft Beer Cast as well. So we'll let you know how that goes as well. Breakside.com/news-events if you want an updated list and details if you're in the northern portion of California. Bronx Brewery. Co-founder Chris Gallant is stepping down from day-to-day operations. Damon Brown will assume the sole president role. That just happened a couple of days ago. Apparently, Chris Gallant moving to the West Coast. He will still have an equity stake in the brewery, but Damon Brown, the head brewer, is now going to be the guy who is going to run things in a day-to-day operation. Let's see here. What else? He's moving to the West Coast. He cited family reasons and the move to the West Coast as the main driver in his decision. So Bronx Brewery going to have sort of new ownership. The brewer will be taking over. The brewmaster will be taking over as the day-to-day head of Bronx Brewery. We wish them luck as well. Here's another one. The Post had the article. We posted it on the Craft Beer page on the Craft Beer Cast page on Facebook. And states are now being urged to raise alcohol taxes and lower the legal blood alcohol limit to reduce drunk driving deaths. Now, a government panel said earlier this week a few changes to state laws could prevent thousands of deaths. The panel recommends lowering the legal blood alcohol threshold from 0.08% to 0.05%. It also said doubling alcohol taxes could lead to an 11% reduction in traffic deaths. The proposals, of course, drawing opposition from the restaurant and alcohol industries. This is an interesting one. I am all for safe consumption of craft beer. Everybody should be. Lowering the legal blood alcohol threshold from 0.08% to 0.05%, I don't have a problem with. Basically, if you're a person that's 180 pounds, if you're a male, 180 pounds or heavier, about three beers consumption in an hour would put you at the legal drunk limit if it is lowered to 0.5%. I think Utah is the only state right now that is at 0.5%. All other states are at 0.8%. for a woman who's about 120 pounds, that would mean, I think, one beer would put her at the 0.5% limit. I'm all for lowering the limit if it's going to prevent drunk driving deaths. Three beers over the course of an hour, you would be legally drunk at 0.5%. You'd have to eat, you know, obviously not drink for a couple of hours in order to get behind the wheel. I'm all for that. The taxes is the problem that I have. To continue to tax beer sales would hurt not only the consumer, but it would hurt the person selling the beer as well. People are going to have less disposable income to go and spend on beer. They're not going to pay higher taxes to buy beer. Now, you can make the same argument with cigarettes. They raise the taxes on cigarettes. Let me tell you something. People who smoke, they're still paying $13 and $14 for a pack of cigarettes. If you start raising the six packs of beer, which are already at a high level of craft beer, at $10 and $12 and $15 and $20 a six pack, now you're going to jack that price up another couple of dollars. People are still going to buy it, but you're going to have less people buying it, which means less money for the brewer, less beer being consumed by the consumer. Will it prevent death? Probably. But would it make people happy or try and go around and circumvent those laws? I don't know. That one I'm a little up for debate for. I'm all for lowering the threshold from 0.8% to 0.5%. You have to be responsible when you drink. I'm all for that. The taxes, that's where I have the problem. We'll see. In Indiana, this is interesting. In Indiana, in the current Indiana state law, only liquor stores can sell chilled beer, cold beer. Other stores have to sell it at room temperature. Apparently, a judge has shot down a lawsuit that other stores wanted to be able to sell cold beer. Judge said no. So now the only place you can get cold beer is in liquor stores. You can't get it at convenience stores. Very, very interesting. Obviously, liquor stores are happy about this. They say it increases their business. It keeps more money in the small business owners' pockets versus all the big chain stores. I don't know about that. It said the judge's ruling said allowing convenience stores to sell cold beer would mean more alcohol sales across the state, which would be harder for Indiana State Excise Police to enforce state liquor laws. So The accent is dropping in there. I apologize, folks, as we're here on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970. The Answer. So cold beer can only be sold in liquor stores in Indiana. Very interesting. Now, most people would tell you craft beer should be kept cold in refrigerated containers, in refrigerators themselves, et cetera, et cetera. To have warm beer out there, it would make for, beer obviously, not only that it would get warm, but it doesn't taste the same. So interesting, but a really peculiar bit here of law in Indiana. Would love to know what you think. Please tweet me at Al Gattulo. Send me an email, Albert G at NYCRadio.com, or just go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/AG Craft Beer Cast, and you can weigh in on that as well. Kane Brewing, our friends at Kane Brewing down in Ocean Township, New Jersey, they are expanding their distribution, very, very small. Head high cans are now going to be available at the Wegmans location in Ocean Township. It just started doing this earlier this week, and this coming directly from the brewery itself. This is the test case for what we hope is the rollout of head high cans to a limited number of off-premise accounts throughout the state over the course of the year. We are taking the same approach we did with our draft business, start with a small number of accounts that we can keep fully stocked with fresh cans and grow from there as we continue to expand our brewing and distribution capacity. As with all our beer, cans are stored cold at the brewery, delivered in our refrigerated trucks. You listening, Indiana? They will only be available in the cooler section to help maintain our standards for quality and freshness. So if you're looking for cane, you can't get to the brewery. The only other place you can get it right now is at the Wegmans location in Ocean Township, and they are going to be expanding very, very slowly throughout New Jersey. This is a great thing for those of you who are fans of Kane Brewing, and who's not a fan of Head High? It is an awesome beer. And finally, Smutty Nose Brewing, New Hampshire's top craft brewery, is seeking an immediate buyer. The company is scheduled to be sold at bank auction March 9th. Founded in 1994, the company employs 68 people, generates more than $10 million in revenue a year. The sale includes the Smutty Nose brand, its LEED gold-certified facility on the historic Towel Farm in Hampton, and Hayseed Restaurant located next to the brewery on its 13-acre campus. The brewery, capable of producing 75,000 barrels a year, according to the company. However, in the last year, it has been running at 50% capacity. Smutty Nose owner Peter Eggleston said, "The company's financial models were based on 20 years of consistent growth, but the explosion of microbreweries has led to changing dynamics in the marketplace. This dramatic shift occurred just as Smutty Nose committed to a major infrastructure investment with the construction of the new production facility. As the turmoil in the marketplace stabilizes, Smutty Nose, a trusted brand with strong consumer loyalty, can regain its footing with a major infusion of capital. So, bottom line is, they need money. They're expanding. We're trying to expand, and they are looking for a buyer. So, the bottom line here is, this is what we are seeing from mid-level brewers. We are starting to see this shift with Smutty Nose. We saw it with Speakeasy out in California. We are seeing that a number of different places, Harpoon teaming up with Clown Shoes, we're seeing a lot of these mid-level brewers are now hurting for cash and are have expanded a little bit too quickly in the marketplace. Are we starting to see attrition here? Possibly. I think that the market is going to stabilize at some point, though, especially with the tax laws benefiting small craft breweries in the excise tax. We shall see what happens here. But it's interesting to note, we're starting to see this now as the beginning of the year. We're starting to see a couple of breweries here and there looking to sell. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and how it shakes out over the course of the year. Now, when we come back after a short break, Nina Miller, the founder and brain of a new app called Brewery Stalker, that happens next on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer.
It's partly cloudy, 46 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. The MTA is set to vote over whether to place a $1 billion order for new subway cars. James Flippin has more.
To start off the week, the Transit Committee will get together, a full gathering of board members set for Wednesday. At issue is the initial order of 400 more standard-style subway cars, with 20 additional cars included that feature an open gangway style that allows more space and passengers aboard. A prototype of that car was shown off on the 7 line last year at Hudson Yards. Kawasaki designs them. They'll be built both in New York and Nebraska with an expected delivery date of 2020. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
The huddled masses are going to have to wait. The Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island are closed to visitors due to the government shutdown. The federal government shut down at midnight Friday after last-minute negotiations crumbled and Senate Democrats blocked a 4-week stopgap extension in a late overnight vote. Lady Liberty closed until further notice, the National Park Service saying visitors with tickets were directed to statuecruises.com for refunds. Suffolk County police say that a Port Jefferson woman is charged with drunken driving after smashing her car into a police patrol vehicle on Friday night. Cops say 30-year-old Elvia Tercios was driving her vehicle west on Route 25A near Mount Sinai Avenue at around 11:30 p.m. when she struck a parked police sport utility vehicle. The patrol officer and Tercios were taken to Stony Brook University Hospital, treated for minor injuries. Sports, the Devils lost to Philadelphia 3-1. The Rangers lost to Colorado 3-1. Later, the Islanders at Chicago. Checking the traffic, a broken-down tractor-trailer on Route 1 northbound at Old Post Road, Edison. Minor delays for the Hudson River crossings. The Belt Parkway now closed with a crash eastbound past Knapp Street. You now know how not to go. The weather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 35, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. It'll be mild, high of 45 degrees. I'm Dave Banning, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Welcome back to the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970. The Answer. You can follow me on Twitter at Al Gattulo, Instagram at Gattulo. That's GATTULLO. Facebook.com/AGCraftBeerCast via email at AlbertG@NYCRadio.com. And of course, don't forget Google Play, and iTunes. I was trying to mash them all into one word there because I talked too quickly. But Google Play and iTunes, if you go there and do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast, you can download and listen to every single Craft Beer Cast right from there. Now, my next guest on the cast, along with her best friend, has a brand new app that is going to be released very soon in the next couple of weeks on both Android and iPhones that will help you not only find great breweries in your area and around the country, but also allow you to earn points that'll get you things like T-shirts, hats, and the like. The Brewery Stalker is the name of the app, and you can learn more at brewerystalker.com. That's the website for more information. You'd figure I'd get this right at some point here. And I wish I had had this app, actually, when I was on vacation in San Diego a couple of weeks ago, because it would have been great to pinpoint some other places with my wife and I as we were traveling around finding different breweries. But let me welcome in the founder and the brain of Brewery Stalker, Nina Miller, to the Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Nina, welcome.
Hey, Al. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Now, Nina, how did you and your partner, Kay, come up with this app?
You know, I was actually planning a vacation back in the summer, and the idea was, you know, go to a national park and hike during the day and then find a brewery nearby and go have a nice beer in the evening as we were traveling. And I said, I just wish there was an app that would do this for me, you know, tell me where all the breweries are. And I also do the national parks passports where I get my park passport stamped at all the parks. And I said, and if they could stamp my passport at these breweries too, I'd get more stamps. That'd be awesome. And was just sort of joking about it. And my friend said, you know, you really should do that. You should make that app. And I said, well, maybe we can. And it just sort of came from that and took off.
Now, it's interesting because I know New York State has a craft beer app that if you're in New York State, you can download the app and use it and go to breweries and check in. It sounds to me like this app is something similar along those lines, but you've encompassed it to all 50 states to breweries. So how does the app work for the consumer when they download it?
So when you download it, there'll be a search by tab on the app, and you'll just click on that. You can either search by state, or you can search by a name. So if you said, hey, I want to find where, you know, whatever brewery is, you can just type in that name. Or you can find a brewery near me.
Okay.
And it'll just pull it up on a Google map for you.
Okay. So you'll have to have, like, you'll have to have your geolocation turned on if you wanted to find it from where you are physically with your phone, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha.
And kind of like you, I found apps that did it by state. But when I was going on vacation this year, we went to four different states, and I didn't want to deal with four different apps. I wanted one app that would go wherever
sure.
I went.
Yeah, to consolidate everything into one easy place. That makes sense. Talking with Nina Miller, the founder and the brain of a new app called the Brewery Stalker, brewerystalker.com. That's the website for more information. It'll be available in the Google Play Store and iTunes in a couple of weeks so that you can download it and actually use it. And it's funny, Nina, I was out in San Diego with my wife over the Christmas week. And, you know, obviously I had plans to go to certain breweries and had made appointments and stuff. What the cool thing was, they have a physical map, which, of course, millennials go, a map? Physical? What's that? You actually have to open it up and look at it. But it was very cool how the map showed you all of the different San Diego breweries and brew pubs. It was very helpful for me. But this is a great way, obviously, using technology to get, you know, to be able to find all these different breweries. Now, both you and Kay are involved with the armed forces. Kay was a member of the armed forces. You come from an army family. That's how you guys met. Tell us about some of the things you did with this app to assist veterans.
So there are some veteran-owned breweries, and we have offered a free membership for all of the veteran-owned breweries to participate in the Passport program. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, that is very dear to our hearts. My son is also a veteran. You know, both of our dads are veterans. So that's something that's really close to both of our hearts, is working with the veterans in the military community.
That's awesome. And thank your son for his service, and your dad as well. And of course, Kay, I know Kay was a member of the Army. So you guys met on an Army base. Is that not correct?
We did. Our dads were both stationed at Fort Hood, Texas when we were in high school. And we lived a couple of blocks from each other. And then we moved as a cohort unit. So our dad's whole battalion moved to Germany together. So we both moved to Germany the same week and lived about three doors down from each other. And, you know, our friendship just sort of stuck over the years, even though we've not lived close to each other since 1988.
Wow.
We've lived far away from each other, but we do family vacations together, you know, hang out all the time together. So, you know, it's great. This past weekend, we met in Asheville, North Carolina, to, you know, hang out for the weekend.
That's remarkable. Let's talk about that for a second. That's remarkable. So you guys have not lived near one another for 30 years, and yet that the friendship endures. You're on opposite ends of the country or wherever you are in the United States. Obviously, you're in North Carolina, and she's elsewhere in the United States. That is pretty wild that you guys have maintained this friendship for so long, you know, bouncing around from base to base and all this other stuff, and then to create this app together because of your shared love for beer. That is pretty cool. So we're talking with Nina Miller, the founder and the brain of a new app. That's what she's called, the founder and the brain. So that's what's listed on the website there. It's a new app. It's called the Brewery Stalker, brewerystalker.com. That's the website for more information, or you can go to the Google Play Store or iTunes to download the app in a couple of weeks. But if you go to their website, brewerystalker.com, you just put your email in there and sign up. They'll send you an alert when the app is available. We're here on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer. So how does a brewery get involved with Brewery Stalker, Nina?
So the app lists every brewery in the directory, but there's also going to be a Passport program that's part of this. So we're actually signing breweries up to be part of the Passport program. If they participate, they get a little QR code that will be on a poster in their brewery. And then when you go to that brewery, you just scan that QR code with your phone to check in, and that's how end users earn prizes. So we do ask that the breweries pay a little bit of a fee just to help to cover the cost of the prizes for us.
Okay. So then, and as they go and they collect points, they check in each brewery and they collect points, they'll earn, I don't know what it is, 50 points, you get a T-shirt, or 100 points, you get something else or whatever. So that's kind of how it works. The more breweries you go to, the more points you get, and then the closer you get to whatever the first prize or the second prize or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, so the first prize is only after going to 10 breweries, because we wanted to make it something that's attainable and fun. You know, to me, it's not fun if I have to go to 100 places to get something.
Sure.
But if I can go to 10, that's achievable and fun. So once you've been to 10 breweries, you get a free T-shirt. 25
that's cool.
Breweries, you get a ball cap. So, you know, and we wanted to make it where you didn't have to do them all in one city. So if you were traveling for work or traveling for business, you know, you could go to one brewery in Atlanta and one brewery in L.A. and one brewery in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they all count.
Nice. Now, another thing here that I see on the list here, a brewery bucket list tab. What's that?
So if you were going somewhere on vacation and you wanted to be sure, I don't forget to go to, you know, whatever brewery in San Diego. You know, I got to remember because my friend told me this is the best brewery ever. You can add that brewery to your bucket list. Uh-oh. And that way, when you are on vacation, you can pull that up and see all the ones that your friends have told you about, or, you know, that you've heard about on your show or something, so that you are certain you don't forget to go to those.
That is very cool. Now, you guys are doing a promotion to show appreciation for veterans. What's that all about?
So that is where we are giving the veteran-owned breweries the free membership for the Passport program. So, you know, we do want to encourage people to go visit our veteran-owned breweries and support them. So instead of them having to pay the annual fee for the passport program. We're going to give that to them for free.
Oh, that's very cool. We're talking with Nina Miller, the founder and the brain of a new app called the Brewery Stalker. It's brewerystalker.com. That's the website for more information. Or you can go to the Google Play Store or iTunes to download the app. In a couple of weeks, they're talking about somewhere in the early part of February once everything gets approved. We're here on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970. The answer. So, Nina, you and Kay have been enjoying beers, obviously, over the years. What's your current favorite style of beer that you want to, that you like to drink right now?
You know, I really love stouts. They are probably my favorite to drink.
Okay.
Just nice and rich and kind of have that deep chocolatey flavor a lot of times. So those are probably my favorites.
And you're in the North Carolina area. What's one of your favorite breweries that you like to go to down there?
Well, actually, I live just outside of Chattanooga. Kay lives in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're in Chattanooga. Okay, my apologies for that. All right, so
no, that's okay.
What's a great place in Chattanooga to go to?
So my favorite brewery and where the whole concept started is Odd Story Brewing in downtown Chattanooga. Really small, little, quaint brewery. But that's actually where the whole concept started, was sitting in their brewery and planning out my vacation and saying, I wish that there was an app that would help me find a place like this in Arizona.
Now, how long did it take you guys to put together the app itself? You know, obviously putting all the breweries in and all that other stuff. How long from start to finish did it take for you to put together the app?
The concept started in July, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've spent, quite a few months putting the database together with all the breweries and, trying to figure out what exactly we wanted on the app and, talking to different breweries and talking to end users and saying, what would you like to see? So it's taken us about 6 months, really, to get it all going.
Listen, that's very impressive. 6 months, you got this thing rolling, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks it is out there. Nina Miller has been my guest. She's the founder and the brain of a brand new app called the Brewery Stalker, brewerystalker.com. That's the website for more information. You can go over to the Google Play Store or iTunes to download it once it's available in a couple of weeks, but just go over to the website, brewerystalker.com. You just sign your email up there, and they will send you a notification when it's ready. Of course, her companion, Kay Beck Finney, they have been best friends for a very, very long time. She's the CFO and the brawn, so she's the muscle. Is that, she's the muscle of the group, you're the brain of the group. Is that it?
Absolutely. And people can also follow us on Facebook, and they'll be able to keep up with what's going on with the app and when it's going to launch and where we're out drinking beer.
Excellent. That sounds great. Nina, thanks so much for joining me on the Craft Beer Cast tonight. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. When we come back, it's time for Suds and Duds. It's all after a short break on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Flushing Christian School, Hawthorne Christian Academy, Smithtown Christian School. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Water, contamination, drought, rationing. You don't know how much you need water till it's scarce. This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi and Chris O'May, we deal with the legalities of California's water crisis and what's called a wallet policy. It's going to cost you on your water bill and in grocery prices. You'll hear about it here first. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Final segment of the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Al Gattulo, Instagram at Gattulo, that's G-A-T-T-U-L-L-O, Facebook.com/AGCraftBeerCast, via email at albertg@nycradio.com. Don't forget iTunes and Google Play. Just do a search for AG Craft Beer Cast. You can download and listen to every single show. So we kick off Suds and Duds. As always, this is a subjective look at the beers that I've drank over the past week or so. And, of course, it's my opinion. If you don't like my opinion, that's fine. Some things I like, some things I might not like, but you may like the things that I don't like, and you may not like the things that I do like. Make sense? I hope so. All right, let's kick it off. First off, I would be remiss if I didn't thank Mike Stoneberg from Blue Point Brewing, who was on the show last week, actually came into the studio, and he brought some Blue Point beer, and a beer that he brewed the day before, was actually canned the day before, brought it to me. It just says beer on the cover. It is a Maibock. It was made the a couple of days before or whatever, and they canned it the day before he came in for the interview and brought it to me. I finally got a chance to take a few sips out of it. I actually shared the can with my wife. It was delicious. What a great Maibock. Very bready, lagery, just delicious. And loved the fact that he was able to play around with a beer, put it in a can, and bring it to me. That was awesome. Mike, thank you so much. I really much appreciate that. That one, for sure, was definitely a suds. So let's move on to some of the other things that I had over the last week or so. Hopshorn Zythos by Jug Handle Brewing, one of my favorite places, of course, Paragon Tap and Table. You hear me talk about it all the time. It looks like a juice bomb, this one, but it tasted like a regular IPA. Very subtle bite, smooth. I was really expecting something else out of this, and I didn't get that. So it was interesting. And to be honest with you, I did enjoy it very much. So great stuff from the guys at Jug Handle Brewing. Had a Saison et Bleu de Menu by Left Hand Brewing. I hope I got that right. My French is terrible. Dark as Night. Very light, though, and easy drinking on this one. Very nice going down. Dry, good malt taste. Again, another one of these beers where it pours out dark. I'm expecting one taste and I get another. And very interesting on that one. So nice stuff from Left Hand Brewing. As we move along here in our Suds and Duds segment on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, the answer here was a great one from Wet Ticket. Tim and Al doing a great job over at Wet Ticket Brewing. You hear me talk about these guys all the time in Rahway, New Jersey. Five stops off of New Jersey Transit. Great place in Rahway. It's about 5-6 minutes from my house. He came out with a test ticket, a milk stout with coconut. Man, I'll tell you, subtle coconut flavor, delicious. I could drink this one all night long, and this was the best part. The coconut was just, it was like that kiss of coconut. You get it, you taste it, and it kind of just mellows its way throughout the whole beer. Excellent job. Really loved it a lot. Great job, Tim. Just really loving all of the beers that you produce over at Wet Ticket Brewing. And then it was kind of a Saturday night of hopping around from place to place. We started at a Chinese restaurant, my wife and I and our friends. We had a couple of Mai Tais, then we moved over to Wet Ticket and had a beer there, and then we moved over to Paragon Tap and Table to finish off the night with some other friends. So started off with a Jug Handle Brewing 4-way stop aged in rum barrels. Great rum and fruit flavor. Let this one warm up. It was fantastic. A real nice quad, a real nice Belgian beer, and that fruit and that rum flavor really mixed together well. It was excellent. Real good. Ernie, thanks for the bottle. Apparently they were having a problem with their tap system that night, so we had to drink bottles and cans, which is great. Hey, listen, I don't mind drinking beer at a draft or at a bottle. Doesn't matter to me. Good stuff. So that was a great suggestion by Ernie. Thank you so much. Then I had a Citrus Sunshine Slacker by Evil Twin Brewing. Nice, light, and delicious. Not my favorite of the night, but a good easy drinking beer. This one, my next one here from Captain Lawrence, the Orbital Tilt IPA. Citrus, hoppy. Really dug that one. I mean, really, really fantastic. I have to get back to tasting a few more Captain Lawrence beers. They make some good stuff. They were kind of hit or miss with me for a while, but really nice stuff. Then I had a chance. I had lunch with a friend of mine, my friend Kevin, who is based out in Pittsburgh. He travels for work. I'm not going to mention the company he works for. They're not an advertiser of the program. But listen, it has to do with, let's just say it has to do with phones. All right? We'll put it that way. So Kevin, it was great to see you. Picked him up in the city. He says, hey, Let's go have lunch somewhere. Where do you want to have lunch? He was flying out of New York. I said, you know what? I've been meaning to get down to this place. My buddy Mike works there. Let's go check it out. Barcade in Newark. I would say it's a good 10-minute walk from the Prudential Center. Definitely, I mean, it's convenient if you like to walk. If you don't like to walk, probably not so convenient, you know, if you're taking the train. However, Barcade in Newark, great place. They got a great $12 lunch special, a couple of sandwiches and a beer on the menu, any $6 beer on the menu, and you get the whole thing lunch for $12, a sandwich and a beer. Awesome. Had a great time. The place is great. Started off with a still fly by Abita Brewing. Now, apparently, this one is exclusive to Barcade restaurants. Lots of tropical flavor in this one. Smooth going down. Definitely not an IPA by any stretch of the imagination, but the tropical flavor really shined through. Lots of great fruit flavor in that. It was excellent. And again, that one is exclusive to Barcade. And then I had a Smutty Nose, which, interestingly enough, we talked a couple of segments ago about Smutty Nose looking for a buyer. Had the Finest Kind IPA with Calypso. Excellent hop and bite to this one. A very hazy orange flavor. Really enjoyed that one. Great place, Barcade. Now, it's a little bit different from some other arcade places. Obviously, they have food. It's 21 and over. But they have video games throughout the place, and you have to pay as you go. So you get tokens from the machine. You can play a couple of different video games. What was really cool that they had there, two of my favorite games growing up as a kid. They had Popeye. And they had Satan's Hollow. Popeye was such a great game when I was in middle school. It's just awesome to be able to play Popeye, punch a can of spinach, and then run after Brutus to punch him as you're trying to save Olive Oil, as she's throwing hearts and musical notes and all kinds of stuff down. That's a lot of fun. And then Satan's Hollow is one of these classic video games that you don't really see too often. And basically, it's you trying to build a bridge to go over into another dimension, and you got all these creatures firing missiles at you and stuff, and then this big head comes out and shoots flame at you and whatever. Just the fact that it brings me back to that time again as a kid, you know, with video games, it's awesome. So really cool stuff. Barcade, great place. If you want to go check it out before a show at the Prudential Center, I would encourage it. The thing is, it is about a 10-12-minute walk from where you're going. However, they do have a parking garage in the building, so you could go there. It's on Broad Street. You can go there. You can park the car, go downstairs, inside, go into Barcade, have something to eat, something to drink, pick up the car, and then take it back down to Prudential Center if you don't want to do that. And if you don't want to pay twice, you could probably leave the car there, I guess, and then pick it up after the concert. But it is a good 10-12-minute walk from Penn Station, Newark Penn, and the Prudential Center. So if you're into that, it's definitely something you want to look into. If you're not, all right, listen, take the car, park it, and you'll enjoy it. Now, the other thing, we had mentioned it last week about how I was at Carton Brewing to pick up to try and pick up cans of regular coffee, and I ended up missing out on the regular coffee. However, the following week, Augie Carton decided to release the variants. Instead of doing it all at once, he decided to spread it out over 2 weeks. Again, I'm not going to question Augie's business practices. I think he makes a smart move pretty much all the time, and it shows the fact that a lot of their beer sells out very quickly. So the variants that Augie put out this time around, the Cafe Ichiro, which is a very popular brand. I think this is the third year in a row the Cafe Ichiro is out, and it is fantastic. The Imperial Cream Ale, 12% alcohol by volume, but it's got that cinnamon in there. It's just got a really great taste. And then you drink it, and you don't realize it's a 12% alcohol beer, and really, after one can, it will really knock you out. It's fantastic. The other can that he came out with, Café und Kuchen, so it's a German variation on coffee, some kind of like coffee cake, and coffee is the way he's described it. I haven't had it yet. I'm going to try a couple of cans this weekend, see how the flavor balances out on the German coffee side. Obviously, the Café Ichiro I've had before, and I'm sure that it is going to be a winner, as usual. And it really is such a great thing. In fact, when I checked the email that that he puts out on Saturdays at noon, I had forgotten to check it at noon. By the time I checked it, it was 2:30 in the afternoon. I ran, got dressed. We were going out for dinner with friends, jumped in the car, told my wife, I'll be back in an hour, raced all the way down to Carton in the Atlantic Highlands, got my couple of four packs, and then raced back. So, yes, for them, for Carton, I would run out, stand online to go get their beer. I don't know if I would do that for other breweries. I mean, some of these guys, they'll sit outside for hours waiting for a beer. Me, hey, if I get it, great. If I don't, I don't. But honestly, folks, it is a fantastic beer. Now, I'm not sure if they still have cans left. Probably by the time you're listening to this, they're probably sold out, but I'm sure that they have it on draft at Carton if you get a chance to go down there. And really, take a trip down the Atlantic Highlands, check out Carton Brewery. And there's some other great brewers in the area, too. Belford Brewery, I believe, is not too far away. Kane is only down the road, probably about a 15-20 minute ride from Carton. So a lot of good places to check out and also great places to eat as well. And, folks, we are out of time. My thanks to Darren Yellen, Jerry Crowley, Phil Boyce, Nina Miller, for the founder and brain of a new app called Brewery Stalker, and, of course, last but not least, the great Buddy Watson. Back Monday on the Joe Piscopo Show at 6 a.m. This has been the Al Gattullo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Cheers, everybody.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.